بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and seek His help and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah the Most High from the evils of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. Whomsoever has been guided by Allah, none can misguide him. And whomsoever has been misguided by Allah, none can guide him. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah alone, without partner or associate. I further bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his true slave and messenger. May Allah the Exalted have salah and salam upon the Prophet and his household and upon all of his noble companions. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. O whom you believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except in a state of Islam. وقال الله تعالى in سورة النساء يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord Allah, who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut the relations of the wombs, the kinship. Surely Allah is ever an all watcher over you. وقال الله تعالى in سورة الأحزاب يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. O who you believe, keep your duty to Allah and fear Him, and speak always the truth. He will direct you to do righteous good deeds, and will forgive you your sins, and will forgive you your sins, and whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a great achievement. Meaning he will be saved from the hellfire and made to enter paradise. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. It proceeds that the most truthful speech is that of Allah's book, the Quran, and that the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that the worst of evils are innovations which are foreign to the true teachings of Islam, and every innovated matter in the religion and the deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a misguidance, and every dalala is in the fire of hell. The matter of dua is a great matter in Islam, and it has a high status. Ad-du'a is worship, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam explained in the authentic hadith. The term du'a in the language is to call upon someone. And in the Shara, in the Islamic legal meaning, it has different definitions. One of the definitions is yearning to Allah Azza wa Jal. Another meaning is calling upon Allah, the Most Mighty, the Most Magnificent, for help, manifesting one's need of Allah, and declaring oneself free of ability and power, feeling humility, and it involves the meaning of dua, the meaning of praise, and the meaning of generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah defined al-du'a by saying, it's asking that which is beneficial for the caller, for the one who invokes Allah, and requesting to relieve him from that which is harmful, or warding off that which is harmful. These are some of the definitions of dua. And they are all interrelated. Many are the texts in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many are. These texts are replete, denoting the merits of dua and its greatness, and inciting the believers to resort to Allah alone. So in some of these texts, there is the incitement to make dua, and in others there are warnings to those who abandon the dua and those who neglect it. And in some there is mentioning of its reward with Allah the Most High. And in some, there is the praise for the believers who invoke Allah. And many other texts as well, which denote the magnificence of this worship. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his book with dua and ended it with dua. So Surah Al-Hamd, Al-Fatiha, which is the opening surah of the Noble Quran, comprises the dua involving the greatest request and most perfect objectives, and that is asking Allah Azza wa Jalla the guidance to the straight path and asking His help to carry on worshipping Him alone. This is in Surah Al-Fatiha. And at the end, in Surah An-Nas, which is the last or the final or the last chapter in the Quran, also it comprises the dua by seeking refuge in Allah from the evils of whispers of shaitan, of Satan, and from the evil whispers of people as well. And there is no doubt that opening the Quran with the dua and ending it with dua is a great indication that the opening opening the Quran with dua and ending it with dua is proof for the greatness of this matter, and that it is the essence of worship. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the dua in the Quran, called it as ibadah, referred to it as ibadah, as worship, in more than one verse. In more than one verse, indicating its greatness and high status. Like in the saying of Allah the Most High in Surah Ghafir, verse 60. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And your Rabb Allah said, invoke me, I will respond to your invocation. Verily those who scorn my worship, meaning they don't invoke me and do not believe in my oneness and uniqueness, they will surely enter hell in humiliation. Also we read in Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verses 48 and 49, what Allah told us about His Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي عَسَى أَن لَا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا فَلَمَّا اَعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. And I shall turn away from you and from those whom you invoke besides Allah. And I shall call on my Lord, and I hope that I shall not be unblessed in my invocation to my Lord. So when he had turned away from them and from those whom they worship besides Allah, we gave him Ishaq and Yaqub. Each one of them we made a prophet. And there are other ayat as well to this effect. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to the dua as deen. He called it deen. As in Surah Ghafir, verse 14. فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And in other ayats as well. So call, you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, upon or invoke Allah, making your deen, your worship, pure for Him alone. This shows us the greatness of the matter of dua and that it is the foundation of ubudiyya, of one's slavery and submission to his creator and its essence, and it is the title of humility and submission before Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why Allah incited us and incited his slaves to resort to it in many places in the Quran. يقول الله عز وجل in Surah Al-A'raf in chapter 7 verses 55 and 56, ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا إنه لا يحب المعتدين ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين. Invoke your Rabb Allah with humility and in secret. He likes not the aggressors, and do not do mischief on the earth after it has been set in order, and invoke him with fear and hope. Surely Allah's mercy is ever near unto the good doers. وقال تعالى in Surah Ghafir, verse 65, هو الحي لا إله إلا هو فادعوه مخلصين له الدين الحمد لله رب العالمين. He is the ever living, لا إله إلا هو, none has the right to be worshipped except him, so invoke him, making your worship pure for him alone. All the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen. And in many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also in the Quran, inciting the slaves to resort to dua by informing them that he is near responding and giving them what they hope and what they ask for. قال تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my slaves ask you concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me, without any mediator or intercessor. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. وقال تعالى in Surah An-Naml, verse 62, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَأْ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Is it not he better than your God who responds to the distressed one when he calls him, and who removes the evil and makes you inheritors of the earth, generations after generations? The one who responds to the distressed one when he calls upon him, وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ, and who removes the evil, وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, and makes you inheritors of the earth. The more the person's knowledge of Allah, the more he knows of him, and his relation with him is stronger, then his dua will be greater, and his humility the more the person knows of Allah and his relation with him becomes or is strong, then the more or the greater his dua would be, and his humility will be much greater. And that's why the prophets of Allah and his messengers were the greatest in terms of the manifestation of dua regarding all of their affairs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them regarding this in the Quran and told us some of their invocations under different situations. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anbiya, قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anbiya 21 verse 90 regarding the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. They used to hasten on to do good deeds, and they used to call us or call on us with hope and fear, and used to humble themselves before us. And from the invocations of the prophets is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related from Ibrahim alayhi salam when he said in Surah Ibrahim 14, 39-41, الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. All the praises and thanks be to Allah who has given me in old age Ismail and Ishaq. Verily my Lord is indeed the all-hearer of invocations. O my Lord, make me one who performs as-salah and also from my offspring, our Lord, and accept my invocation. Our Lord, forgive me and my parents and all the believers on the day when the reckoning will be established. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us of the dua of his prophet Nuh alayhi salam, when he invoked Allah to give him victory over his people who belied him and stood against him. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى about this in Surah Al-Qamar verses 9-14. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر. The people of Nuh denied their messenger before them. Denied their messenger before them. They rejected our slave and said, a madman. And he was insolently rebuked and threatened. Then he invoked his Rabb, saying, I have been overcome, so help me. So we opened the gates of heaven with water pouring forth, and we caused the earth to gush forth with springs. So the waters of the heaven and the earth met for a matter predestined, and we carried him on a ship made of planks and nails, floating under our eyes, a reward for him who had been rejected. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala told us of the dua of Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam when he was touched by calamity and was harmed, was hurt. Qala subhanahu in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:83-84, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين. And remember Ayyub when he cried to his Rabb, Verily, distress has seized me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. So we answered his call. And we removed the distress that was on him, and we restored his family to him that he had lost, and the like thereof along with them, as a mercy from ourselves, and a reminder for all who worship us. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala informed of the dua of Yunus alayhi salam when he was swallowed by the fish. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ So he invoked Allah his Lord while in the belly of the fish, in the deep sea. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to his invocation. قال الله تعالى about this in Surah Al-Anbiya 87 and 88. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. And remember the noon, Yunus, Jonah, when he went off in anger and imagined that we shall not punish him in calamities which had befallen him. But he cried through the darkness, saying, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك There is no true God, worthy of worship except you, the one free of all imperfection. Glorified are you above all the evil that they associate with you. Truly I have been of the wrongdoers. So we answered his call and delivered him from the distress. And thus we do deliver the believers. And so everyone who contemplates the Quran will find from these invocations of the prophets and their requests and their humility and submission before Allah Azza wa Jal many examples like this. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the believers and praised them. The righteous, because of their dua and their fear and hope in Allah. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Sajda, verse 16 and 17, describing the true believers, his righteous slaves, تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون نسألك اللهم من فضلك. Their sides forsake their beds to invoke their Lord in fear and hope, and they spend charity in Allah's cause out of what we have bestowed on them. No person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. We ask Allah the Most High from His bounty. وقال تعالى in Surah Al-Kahf وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ And keep yourself patiently with those who call on their Lord morning and afternoon Seeking his face. وقال سبحانه in describing the people of paradise when they enter paradise in peace and in security. He said about them in Surah Yunus 10 verses 9 and 10, تجري من تحتهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. For it is those who believe in Allah and in His oneness and uniqueness and do good deeds of righteousness, their Rabb Allah will guide them through their faith. Under them will flow rivers in the gardens of delight. Their way of request therein will be Subhanak Allahum, declaring Allah free of all imperfection. And Salam be will be their greetings therein. And the close of their request will be Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Rabb of all that exist. This dua, or the dua, is therefore the ruh, the essence of the deen. And it's the title of humility and submission to Rabbil Alameen. Ja'alana Allah wa iyyakum. May Allah make me and you from the people of dua, the sincere ones, seeking His face, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.